subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the consequences that they will face in the hereafter. Here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the direct opposite. One was walilladheena kafaru bi rabbihim, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says innal ladheena yakhshawna rabbahum bil ghaib, certainly those people who are struck with the awe of their Rabb, bil ghaib, from the unseen, in other words, without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This word yakhshawna rabbahum comes from the Arabic word al-khashiyah. Khashiyah is when a person is struck with awe. One is the khawf of Allah, one is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of khawf, and one is the khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama have drawn a distinction between these two words, between these two expressions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in the Quran Sharif. With regards to the word khashiyah, it is when a person has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, then together with the love of Allah, that person realizes he has the ma'rifat of Allah, and he begins to realize the greatness, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When these two qualities come within a person, and they are qualities which in actual fact should come to a person, then the quality of khashiyat is formed. When one loves another, then obviously there's a kind of apprehension, there's a kind of fear that I would not want my beloved to become displeased with me. This is one aspect of it. And then when one person realizes the strength, the power and the might of another, then obviously there's a kind of awe that comes in the heart that I should never displease this person. So this is the kind of relationship that we should aspire to have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one that is made up of the love, the muhabbat of Allah, and the second is the greatness and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should come into our hearts. Then Allah says, Rabbahum, their Rabb, that they have recognized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. They have recognized this aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, that we were in a state of absolute nothingness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into being. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sustains us, and whatever we have, all of it is from Allah. Whether they are the resources that are within us, whether they are the resources that are external, like the wealth, etc., that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, all of it is from Allah. One begins to realize that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer, is the nourisher, is the cherisher, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with that individual bil ghaibi, and then without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is just based on the relationship of the heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One has not seen Allah, but one has realized the greatness of Allah. One has realized the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One has realized the might of Allah. One has realized that everything we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahum maghfiratun. Then for such people is the maghfirat and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, when one has that relationship with Allah, one is going to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with that, one would aspire to be obedient to Allah, keep away from the disobedience of Allah, and that obviously will draw the maghfirat and the forgiveness from Allah. Wa ajrun kabir, and for them is a great reward, is a huge reward insofar as the hereafter is concerned. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about what the reward is all about. There, with regards to the disbelievers, Allah spoke about the azab. Now here, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not mention in detail the reward? Because when one has the khashiyat of Allah, When one has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward of Allah Rabbul Izzat is something that would come, but the love of Allah that comes is existent in this world. One cherishes the moments that one makes the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means everything to them. For them, they know that provided Allah is pleased, they are also happy with the condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed them in. وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوِجْهَرُوا بِهِ. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect of His great Qudrat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whether you conceal your words, أَوِجْهَرُوا بِهِ, or whether you proclaim them openly, إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of whatever is in the hearts, whatever is in the chests. The thoughts that come in and out of our minds, some of these thoughts may come involuntarily, some of these thoughts we may have provoked them, we have brought them about voluntarily, some of these thoughts we would discard, some of these thoughts we would entertain. All of it that comes in and goes out of the heart, all of it is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, the intentions with which we do things, is our intention for Allah, is our intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is our intention for our personal motives, our personal gain, all of it is all known to Allah. So a person does not need to proclaim one's ikhlas and one's sincerity, and a person, whether he hides his ostentation or the things he does for show, all of that is known to Allah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to this very, very important aspect, that Allah knows what is in the heart. It is like an open heart surgery. Everything is known to Allah. There is absolutely nothing that's hidden from Allah. Now sometimes we have to come to terms with the conditions of our hearts, that sometimes there may be these ill and bad conditions that come. So we need to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this condition, and turn to Allah, seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot hide anything from Allah, and continuously seek from Allah the qualities of ikhlas, the qualities of sincerity, the qualities of what we will call lillahiyat, for the sake of Allah. And everything we do then will become for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not know what Allah has created? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who Allah Rabbul Izzat has created. All of it is in the full knowledge of Allah. Allah has created insan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how Allah has created us. Allah knows our capabilities, our capacities. Allah knows our weaknesses. Allah knows all our conditions. And hence Allah asks this question, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does He not know whom He has created? Allah knows all of that. وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-latif. Allah is most kind, al-khabir, and Allah is all aware. If man was aware of our conditions, inner conditions, man would have never forgiven us. If man had known all the ills and the wrongs of our hearts, man would have never forgiven us. So before Allah speaks about the fact that Allah is aware of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the His quality of al-latif, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind. And another meaning of al-latif will also be the knower of secrets. All of it is known only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.